If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. How serious are you about achieving your goals? How serious are you about building your dream life? Success doesn't just happen. It's built by design. If you are truly serious about your goals, you must be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is what we call doing life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that provides you with strategies to help you become the power achiever you were meant to be. I am goal achievement strategist Pat Nelson. It's time to plan, build, get results, and do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and this is the month of December. Wow, year end is just a stone's throw away. It is in sight, you guys. So are you ready for 2019? If not, then we're going to spend the entire month getting ready. But before we get to that, I want to say a couple of things. First of all, yes, I took the entire month of November off. But you guys had tons of podcasts that you could listen to help you do life with power, stay on track, become the best goal achiever ever. So I felt like it was okay to take November off. I know I didn't give you any notice, so I slapped myself on the wrist for that. But you know what? I just needed a break so I could think about a lot of things as it relates to the podcast, my business, and you know, I have to set goals too. So I took the month off. Well, I'm back, and all month long, we're going to bring you some really great information that will help you to achieve your goals in 2019. So we're going to go through about 10, maybe 11 shows where I'm going to share strategies that will help you guarantee your success in 2019. Does it get any better than that? No, I don't think so. Anyway, what's new? Our podcast has normally been Monday through Thursday. So what we're going to do is we are going to air our podcast on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, I may end up cutting it down to just Monday and Wednesday, but we are cutting out our Tone It Up Tuesday. Now, you will still get strategies that will help you design and live your magnificent, powerful life. And so you're not going to miss Tone It Up Tuesday at all. We're going to have some great fitness information for you on Wonderful Wednesday. We're going to throw some in on Mondays. But Thriving Thursdays is probably going to be reserved for helping you boost your income, boost your profits, boost your business, and really just go for your passion and win big. We will continue to reveal what's new throughout the month and the coming year. What's new? I'm going to say at the beginning of every week, we're going to tell you what's new for the week, and you'll hear more about it throughout the week on our different shows. Okay, now let's get on with our show, okay? We're going to talk about guaranteeing your success in 2019, and we're going to start with talking about maximizing on your gifts and talents. Now, the best way to guarantee your success in 2019 is to bring forward your incredible special gifts and talents that will allow you to serve yourself, but to also serve this world that we live in. And when you can do that, now things are going to start to fall in place for you. Now, when I say fall in place, I don't want you guys to get that confused with the fact that, oh, wow, I'll discover my passion. I'll discover how to serve others. I'll discover how to bring the best into my own life. And all of a sudden, everything is just going to be booming for me. No, you're going to have to do some work. So I wanted to kind of make that clear. But the object of the game is to start by bringing forward your incredible special gifts and talents that will allow you to serve yourself, and it will allow you to serve this amazing world that we live in. Now, what does that all mean? Well, this means bringing your passions to life and creating a clear strategy for monetizing those passions. That's why for the next maybe 11 or 12 shows, because if we run into Christmas Eve and Christmas and New Year's Eve, of course, I will most likely be taking those days off. So for the next 10 or 11 shows, I'm going to share strategies that will guarantee your success in 2019. The beautiful part about tuning in to these different strategies and really learning about these strategies is that they will help you to not only set some very powerful, intentional goals to help you get the life that you've always wanted, but they will also, the goals that you set in the past, you'll be able to see what was missing, and you'll be able to start to put all of the pieces to the puzzle together for your most magnificent life. And that's exciting. So for the next 10 or 11 shows, I'm going to share some great strategies that will guarantee your success in 2019. Now, what does it take to maximize on your gifts and talents? In 2019, you will discover strategies. You're going to be introduced to the various tools that you can use that will help you stay on course, monetize your passion, and help you to serve others. But before we get there, in order for you to maximize on anything, you have to know what the thing is that you're maximizing on. So you must have a clear connection to your talent. And what that means is you must know your passion. If you know your passion, then you know what? You can always maximize on it if you are willing to focus on it. So I'm going to tell you or give you some questions that you can ask yourself if you don't know what your passion is. But if you know your passion, if you say, listen, I don't need to discover my passion, I know what it is. And so if you know your passion, then you can expand on it by asking yourself if there are other avenues connected to your passion that you want to pursue. This will help you prepare to expand or scale up what you've already started. So if you already know your passion, you've already gotten started, it's obvious that you're going to set some more goals so that you can achieve on a certain level in your life, a level that you're satisfied with, or a level that will allow you to help lots of others, to serve people and allow others to benefit from what you have. So if you already know this, then as I said, as you continue to listen to a lot of our strategies for the next 10 or 11 days, then you are going to learn to expand on what you already know. So I would say for today's purposes, if you already know your passion, then you want to ask yourself the question, what other avenues are connected to my passion? What other avenues can I pursue? So when you ask yourself that question, you're going to expand your mind, become more creative, and get ideas. On the other hand, if you don't know your passions, well, here are those questions that I said I was going to give you, questions that you can ask yourself that will help you to make a connection to your passion. You know, it's really important that you discover your passion. What happens is you go from your passion and you turn it into a purpose. And you know what? That helps you to really power up. And that's all about doing life with power. It's going to take you to a very satisfied, a very exciting life. Nothing feels better than getting the life that you want while at the same time being able to serve others, being able to put something into the lives of other people. So here's the first question to ask yourself. What is the thing you've always wanted to do that you've allowed fear to stop you from doing? What is the thing you've always wanted to do that you have allowed fear to stop you from doing? Now, as the answers come into your mind, you want to write these answers down because you want to go back and examine all of this. And at the end of this, I'm going to give you 5 questions. But at the end, there's something that I'm going to give you to think about, okay? And that will help you kind of make sense of all of this. The second question is, what are the things you're really good at that you've been pretending that you're not? What is it you can do? You know you're super good at it. You see someone else doing it and you're thinking, I could do this so much better. But you are pretending that you're not good at it because you think you're being humble or you're modest or you're shy or you're fearful because you know that if you say that out loud that, hey, you know, I'm good at this, you know that you have to do something about it. Or at that point, you can no longer deny the essence of who you are. The third question is, what need can you fulfill that exists in society? We have a lot going on in our society, and there's a lot of chaotic things happening that interferes with peace, but that's also increasing poverty and in America. And it's bringing more poverty into people's lives. So what can you do that where you can fulfill a need that exists in society? Here's the other question. Number 4, what would you like to see changed in this world? Not just in America, but in the entire world. What do you wish you could change? I mean, do you want world peace? And of course, we want world peace because that's what we really want, right? So, but or do you want to alleviate poverty? Do you want to educate people more? There are so many different areas that you can make that connection to and add your contribution to it and make it better. So what would you like to see changed in this world? What would you like to see made better? And the final question is, what would you like to see improved in this world? See, there's something that already exists, but you just want to make it better. You just want to do your part to amplify it and add something more to something that's already going on. These things will help you to discover what you're passionate about. Now, what I said earlier, I said I was going to give you something to think about that would help you connect all of this or make more sense of your questions. So here's the thing. Make a list of everything you've always wanted to do, things that you always wanted to know, things that excite you. Those 3 things that you've always wanted to do, things that you've always wanted to know about, things that excite you. Okay, make a list of those things and then take a look at that list and see if there's something that resonates with your spirit, something that jumps out at you that says, you know what, this is what I want to do. This is something if I could do this, my life would be complete. I would be so excited, so inspired, so happy. This will give you a lot of insight as to what your passion is or passions. You can have more than one. I think sometimes we kind of limit ourselves by thinking that we are, you know, we can only have one goal or one idea or one, let's say, one talent. But you know what? There are lots of us that have more than one talent. Some of us can sing and write and dance, and some of us can do math, and they're very good with technology. So, and very good with chemistry. So there's so many things, biology. So, and they're all, and they can connect all of those dots. So what is it you're good at? Here's the other thing I want to say to you. When it comes to tapping into your passion, make that promise to yourself that you will not hold back. You're not going to hold back on yourself. Okay. Don't make excuses. Don't fall into the wishing well. In other words, where you're wishing you could be good at something. You know, if my life were perfect, I really wish I could do XYZ. I really wish I could get better at XYZ. I really wish I could learn XYZ. Whatever goes into that blank. Okay. Whatever XYZ turns out to be, you know what? Don't just wish. Make a plan that you're going to do it. You know, I always tell people, I cannot imagine living a long life and never, ever doing anything that I want, never getting the things that I want into my life, and never helping anyone else. get the things that they want in their lives. You know, I always say our goal is to help you achieve your goals. And that is something that I'm passionate about because I am really good. And this is not about being arrogant. This is about owning up to what you're good at. That doesn't mean that you can't learn more. Doesn't mean there's not room for growth. It just means that you're owning up to something that you're so passionate about, but that you've been doing it long enough to know that, hey, you know, I'm pretty good at this. So I'm really good at helping people discover things about themselves so that they can, in fact, tap into their best selves. They can, in fact, tap into their talents, that they can, in fact, muster up the courage to go for it. And I love doing that. I love seeing people get what they want. So I know what I'm passionate about. The question is, do you know what you're passionate about? So because I know what I'm passionate about, guess what? Everything I work on now is about scaling up. It's about expanding my business. It's about looking for other avenues where I can be of service to others, where I can provide more. And we got some great things coming up, you guys. Okay, the month of November was not wasted on lots of turkey and dressing and all of that stuff. Okay, it wasn't wasted on that. The month of Thanksgiving was spent, or month of November was spent with me being grateful for what I've done so far and being having certain gifts, being given those gifts, being grateful to God for what he's done into my life and how he's protected me throughout the when the economy tanked and the list goes on and on. And of course, what can I do to serve? How can I take it up to another level? So I know what my passion is. Those of you that know, I've already shared with you what you can do. Those of you that don't know, go through, answer these questions. And you know what? Be prepared for what's coming. Because here's the thing. If you say, you know what? I've answered those questions and I'm still a little stuck. Don't worry about it. Because the month of December is all about helping you really refine the goals that you've already written and to help you become more prepared to do life with power in 2019. Hey, that is the year that you are going to power up and make your life happen. Hey, you guys, have an amazing, magnificent Monday. We'll be back with more on Wednesday. And so enjoy this magnificent Monday and do life with power.